This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office views all Humboldt County permitted growers as being licensed, lawful, and legitimate marijuana cultivators in the county. The permitted grower will have the following documentation on site: conditional use permit or special permit or zoning clearance certificate from the County Planning Department, and a county business license for marijuana. That's a statement from a lengthy press release issued by the Sheriff's Office as the state and county work toward regulation for the cultivation, production, and distribution of cannabis when it becomes permissible in the state to grow and use on January 1st. The sheriff issued the statement to outline what guidelines he will follow when enforcing the law, and in the case the grower is still in the process of obtaining all the necessary permits and licenses, there is another list of documentation that can be used by the grower to determine its legitimacy, including seller's permits, processing plans, and detailed site plans, for instance. The statement goes on to say that a grower who fails to provide the necessary documentation will see enforcement action taken against them and their property. The Board of Supervisors has authorized the necessary funding for the sheriff to hire two additional deputies for marijuana enforcement. Following a months-long investigation, members of the Trinity County Sheriff's Narcotics Task Force, U.S. Forest Service law enforcement personnel, and members of CAMP raided a large marijuana grow near Higham Palm at the Trinity-Humboldt County line. Deputies confiscated more than 58,000 growing marijuana plants, one of several large illegal trespass grows that have been identified in the past few months. Along with the plants, there was evidence of widespread environmental impacts, including illegal water diversion, grading, and the use of pesticides and rodenticides by the growers. No suspects were located on site, and it's the largest grow that's been dismantled in the past several years, according to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office. The Arcata Police Department has identified the suspect in a shooting incident at the intersection of 12th and C Streets in Arcata a week ago Sunday as 19-year-old Fortuna resident Elijah Stonebear Williams. Williams is suspected of shooting and wounding a 17-year-old boy in the upper thigh after he fired during an altercation. Williams then fled the scene, and the wounded boy was taken to the hospital for treatment of the non-life-threatening injury. A warrant for attempted murder has been issued for Williams' arrest, and he's a Native American male, 5'6", 165 pounds, who is considered armed and dangerous. Last month, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law Senate Bill 1, the fuel tax increase that will be used to fund road and highway infrastructure projects across the state. Now Caltrans has allocated $285 million to expedite some of those projects, including four road projects here in Humboldt, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties. Caltrans will spend more than $16 million on the construction work that includes a $3 million project to resurface State Route 162 near Covelo and another $3.1 million for resurfacing of Highway 101 at the Humboldt-Del Norte County line. $2.6 million has been allocated for the resurfacing of Highway 101 near Myers Flat, and just under $10 million will be used to resurface 4 miles of Highway 101 around Fortuna. The work includes replacing or repairing the roadbed and road surfaces and installing new high-visibility striping. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Red flag warnings have been issued for wide swaths of Northern California as very hot temperatures bake in the areas to the east. Firefighters are battling high temperatures and rugged steep terrain as they battle the slow-growing marble fire burning in the Six Rivers National Forest. Just over 300 personnel have been assigned to the blaze, which as of last night had scorched more than 350 acres, although fire crews were able to establish a fire perimeter around 60% of the fire. Private structures on ranches in the area are under threat, and the primary goal is to protect that property while working to full containment. You are advised not to use Highway 96 as it passes through the active fire area, and a voluntary evacuation advisory remains in effect. The Air Quality Management District is monitoring air quality in and around the fire area, and local residents should be prepared for air quality degradation depending on shifting weather patterns. The warm weather on the coast and the triple-digit temperatures inland have raised the fire danger. There were two small grass fires over the weekend in the county, including a small acre-sized fire in Fortuna near an apartment complex on Saturday afternoon. The fire was quickly extinguished by firefighters, and it never threatened nearby structures. A second small fire was located burning near Titlow Hill Road, close to Horse Mountain. A downed power line caused the small fire that was contained and extinguished by Willow Creek firefighters with help from a helicopter unit before it could spread beyond an acre. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.